broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the broadcast for August the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2017. And ladies and gentlemen, our goal always is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. This is our one of two, and we need to keep in mind the rule of law. We need to keep in mind my discussion on Monday, the monologue I put together about this is an eternal war waged in heaven. God on one side, Satan on the other. You're in the middle. Which will you serve? We got to talk about real issues, ladies and gentlemen. Race is the issue of the day. The mainstream press wants you to focus on and talk about. And we will happily engage. Why? Because it's necessary to understand how diabolically evil these people and Satan's plan really is. All right? Reality check. You want to talk about racism? Then let's talk about divorce and abortion. Racism. In the true sense, if you really hate someone because of their skin color, you are evil. I agree with that. However, oftentimes when a white person wants to celebrate their heritage and they don't want to grovel because they're white, then somehow they're manipulated into this racist idea. In other words, take the word white. And if you say something complimentary after that, you're a racist. If you say something divisive, with the attack mentality, then you're supposedly the good guy. And that's game political playing to the highest order of evil intent. The truth is, all races are children of God. We need to treat them as such, folks. The fact is, all races should be able to celebrate their godly heritage and celebrate their earthly history. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. They ought to be proud of their histories, proud of their culture, proud of their people. What's wrong with that? That doesn't mean we have to hate or be violent or have anger or be unkind or think of us as supreme to anybody else. The problem with this debate is there are people all along all sides of all spectrums, if you will, liberal, conservative, whatever left-right lie paradigm you want to, you know, go along with, or the race idea. Some people might be truly supremacists or truly the extremists. They exist on all sides of any debate, on all flavors or all scales of that spectrum. There's extremists who are violent, who are evil everywhere. The mainstream press can't handle that reality, but that is absolutely factual. And the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, we as wise individuals need to reject the extremes, reject the violent from every quarter. Reject anybody along the spectrum that breaks the law, spirals down into criminal activity, violence, hostility, abuses. Now, I don't really like the rhetoric of hate. I reject it, but I'll defend someone's right to engage in it because that's the American way. And one man's hate speech is another man's belief system. I mean, I believe in a one man, one woman marriage. Now, to many, that's hate speech. But I hold that sacred, God-ordained doctrine precious in my heart. And I don't mean any hate. I don't mean any divisiveness. I don't mean any evil to anyone. But I will not sacrifice that fundamental, in my personal opinion, God-ordained reality. I will not sacrifice that on the altar of, well, I better back away because it's hate. It is not hate. I will also stand on my race. I am a white man, at least so I'm told. And I believe that I have every right to celebrate my heritage, to look up my roots, to celebrate my people, my culture, my life. That doesn't mean that I hate anyone. I would encourage all other people to do the same. I'm actually a man of dual heritage. I was born in California, adopted by members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Mormons, and I've grown up Now I live in Utah, and I've lived in the West or on the West Coast or in Utah virtually my entire life, 50 years. However, my birth mother, well, I don't consider her really my mother. My adopted parents are my mother and father, but nevertheless, is from the deep South, Alabama. And I've got a rich history in Alabama. I intend to seek out both histories, study them, celebrate them, learn about them, and do my best through genealogy to do great work by them. But that doesn't mean that I hate anyone. I've got many friends from all walks of life, from all races, who I would encourage to do the same. And just because I celebrate my Southern history and my Southern, quote, roots in that sense, that doesn't mean that I mean ill to anybody. The quantum leap, because of those things that I support or believe in or endorse or turn a blind eye to slavery, is evil and a satanic lie. I believe in all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. I don't believe all men are equal. I'm a blind man, and Kirk Crosby can see. That sure ain't equal when we're born. That's for sure. Nevertheless, I think before God, when it comes to our rights, and before government, we should be treated equally. I go there. We should have equality, but we're certainly not equal. Kirk Crosby on the basketball court's a lot taller than I am. He has the advantage already. That isn't equal. I, by physical nature, am a lot physically stronger than my wife. In a physical sense. Now, women would run around and say, well, you haven't had a baby. You don't know. You're not even strong. We can go along that debate. We can be divisive and divide. Or we can just simply acknowledge there are differences among everyone. Should we celebrate those differences? If it's productive and respectful, sure. If it's divisive and only designed to shift the slavery to all Americans as slaves of the IRS, or to make the white man be the victim of reverse slavery or reverse victimhood, then no. We should reject the wrongs in America that have been committed, but we should celebrate the right in America that's been done. And every people that have come to this wonderful nation with a Constitution for the United States of America, every group, no matter how they got here, has been blessed by being here. Every single group, bar none. And I'll stand by that forever. Welcome to the broadcast. Yesterday we had on James Edwards, the Political Cesspool radio program. We talked about a reality check. We talked about racism and divorce and abortion. And I think racism in a true sense, if you're really evil and you hate people because of their skin color, then I believe you're wrong and evil. However, if you don't engage in any criminal activity, then I defend your right to think and believe as you choose, even if I think you're wrong. Nevertheless, if you compare this racism idea, this made-up, manufactured scare word, to abortion, literal murder of the most innocent among us, and or to divorce, the literal destruction of the fundamental unit of society, a one-man, one-woman marriage, God hates divorce. Well, all I can tell you is this, I stand with God. Now, you could say that means you're a hater, Sam. But see, that's the lie that they're telling, because their real goal is to back into hating Christianity. And their real goal is, in this God versus Satan debate, is to try to replace God with man or have Satan upset God. It'll never happen. God will win this war. And I hopefully am doing my best to be on God's side in the war. I don't hate anyone, but I will not sacrifice my belief system, my core fundamental values, on the altar of supposedly preventing them from hating me or painting me in a bad light. Jesus Christ was painted in a bad light his whole life, but he sacrificed his life, and at the end he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I hope we can be the same way. Now, Jeff Sessions says this fatal vehicle incident Saturday in Charlottesville is an evil act of terrorism. It does meet the definition of domestic terrorism. Donald even doubling down on that idea. They're both wrong. They're both liars. Is it wrong and evil? I don't know. It depends on the intent of the driver. If he was in a psychotic episode, we hear that he's taking psychiatric drugs. All right. This James Fields has been diagnosed with a psychiatric schizophrenic disorder, and he was on psychiatric medication. So if he committed those acts under that kind of a scenario, I wouldn't call it domestic terrorism. I would say it's certainly evil. Certainly wrong. I'm not supporting it, but I will say it's not domestic terrorism. Furthermore, I would say that he's innocent until proven guilty, Donald and Jeff. Do you realize this reality, or do you not accept that in America anymore, huh? Fields is the latest in a pattern of extremists. Young men with absent fathers as well. So a poor guy that's psychotic, that's on drugs, that doesn't have a dad? No wonder he's got the problems he's got. We reject his actions, but I say he's innocent until proven guilty. Do you? Or do you not believe in America anymore, folks?
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so racism, literally a scare word. I don't even know what that means. But if to take into the extreme, it is evil if you treat others. If you treat sons and daughters of God that have different skin color less than yourself because of that, I think it's wrong. And I'll double down on that. But the problem is the mainstream, the extreme media has literally manipulated this into a frenzy of division. You take the word white, and if there's a kind word after it, you're somehow a racist. If there's an evil word after it, you're part of the good guys. That's the lie they tell. All right? But this guy that acted extreme with a car, look, everybody should clearly say that act is a horrible tragedy. Whether he acted with malice or whether he was under a psychotic episode, I think he's innocent until proven guilty, and we're going to have to wait to find out those details. Nevertheless, it does not meet the definition of terrorism by any stretch of the imagination, unless it was intentionally done with forethought. I doubt that, given the circumstances. James Fields is a poor young man without a father. We see a pattern of fatherless young men on drugs, who have psychiatric problems, acting out this way. It's horrible. It's tragic, no question. But let's not pretend in those scenarios it's a domestic act of terrorism. All right. Now, Judge Napolitano doubles down and says the First Amendment does protect hate speech. You know what? So I'm not for hate speech, but I will support that protection, Judge Napolitano points out. Protesters that gathered in North Carolina tore down a 97-year-old Confederate statue while the police sat and watched. Nobody got arrested. The ACLU defending itself from the governor of Virginia claiming that they were responsible for the violence. Okay, the ACLU fires back and says, let's look at this clearly. Our lawsuit challenging the city to act constitutionally did not invoke violence. We asked the city to adhere to the U.S. Constitution, and they failed. Now, the problem is Donald Trump has been all over the map. In 2000, he called David Duke a bigot, a racist, a problem. We played that soundbite. Now, I get it. I get that Donald is struggling to handle the evil press. He has flashes of understanding what the problems are. But then his next actions make me wonder if he gets it at all. All right. Now, Donald wisely on the campaign trail literally pointed out, in my opinion, one of the critical issues that we're facing. And I'm going to play this soundbite again because it's so relevant. Listen to Donald Trump on the campaign trail.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie, lie, lie. And then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
Well, if the Clintons are criminals, Donald, you need to arrest them, my friend. And if they, are we talking about the media? Yes, he's mixed the media and the Clintons together. And I submit to you that when they act this way, they're all criminals. See, they want you to believe somehow that I'm a white supremacist. Because I believe in the First Amendment. Because I believe that hate speech is protected, even though I think it's deplorable. Pardon Hillary's phrase. Okay, but I also think that people have the right to say and think and believe what they want to, even if we completely disagree. And I am convinced that most of this reality is extreme behavior on all sides. Now, I believe the Antifa has got a free pass from the media, LibertyNewsDaily.com, with that article. All right? Now, Donald Trump, the problem with him is he's been all over the map on this stuff. First, he said, hey, all sides have got problems. He was right. He wisely said, look, guys, we need to reject the extreme views and stand together as Americans. He was spot on Saturday. But he took so much abuse from he who owns the media makes the rules, so much abuse that he caved and he came out and attacked so-called white supremacists and the alt-right and everybody and their dog. The problem that I have with that is, who is a white supremacist? And how do you define a white supremacist? Is it defined by how someone defines themselves or how the media defines you? See, the media would tell you that I'm a white supremacist because I carry James Edwards' radio program. But that's a big lie. I carry James Edwards' radio program because I think he has the right to advocate for his race just like anybody else does. So when I carry James Edwards, they say, well, he's a white supremacist. What about when I carry Jesse Lee Peterson? He's a black guy, but he happens to believe the same as James, that this racism, schmacism lie is bogus. Well, Jesse Lee Peterson, that guy's an Uncle Tom. So Sam's hanging out with white supremacists and Uncle Toms. You see, you'll never win. The truth is, I support their right to believe and say what they want to. And I'm advocating for a world Christian view where we all realize we're God's children, where we set aside the divisive race card, and we work together for the betterment of all people. And the less people that are on drugs, the better. The more people that have mothers and fathers in their homes, the better. I don't care what race we're talking about. The more we reject the race card, the better. The more we get rid of the heinous crime of abortion, the better. The more we reject divorce, the better. So Donald did great when he said both sides can be at fault here and let's just set aside the extreme views and worked together. He was spot on, but then he caved to the media. He attacked the alt-right big time. Now, I'm not even part of the alt-right because I don't even know what that label means. Does that mean Sam Bushman, who believes people have a right to say and think and believe what they want to, and that all people should celebrate their heritage and white people should be allowed to do that too? Or does it relate to folks who truly are Nazis? Well, the problem is they sweep all that into one big, quote, alt-right label, which in my opinion is very deceptive. It's kind of like, what is a Republican? What is an alt-right member? Sure ain't me, if you want to manipulate like that. And they say, well, Sam, you're a right-wing talk show host. Oh, yeah? Well, then why am I against the military-industrial complex hawkish war machine that the right folks are for? Yeah? See, I'm not right nor left. I stand with the supreme law of the land. Well, anyway, so Donald melted down, caved to the capitulation of the mainstream press. He who owns the media makes the rules. That was sad. Shame on you, Donald. But now Donald somehow, I don't know if I should say Donald is schizophrenic or if I should say he's come back to his roots or if I should say whatever. Now the extreme, I don't know what you call these groups, alt-right, white leaders, whatever you want to call them, they're praising Donald now that he's, quote, defending them. But see, I don't look at it that way. I don't look at it as we're defending white race people or anything else. I think Donald pointed out a wise reality check. And the liberals are completely melting down. Donald says the extreme media will destroy you. Boy, is he spot on. Trump says the alt-right, and now he's created a term called the alt-left. Well, they acted equally. Now, I don't know that I agree with that either. I think Donald's wrong on that. But his point is spot on to not give Antifa a pass. He's right. They were violent. They were extreme. These people literally violated the law and yanked out a statue and destroyed property while the media and the police looked on and did nothing. These people came with baseball bats and shields and everything else on both sides. So they both acted wrong. Where they didn't act wrong is this. We, again, paint these groups into big labels of extremism. Were there folks on the right and on the left that were extreme? Yes, and we reject their views and we reject their violence. And we reject whenever they violate the law. However, there were good people on both sides as well. The difference between the good people on the, quote, right and the left, if you accept that false paradigm in the first place, is the conservative people on the right literally got a permit. And when the city tried to shut them down, they went to court. And they got a court order that said they could peacefully assemble. I don't call that equal with the left who came out who had no permit. And they came out only with a goal of, well, you got to discuss what that goal really was. The peaceful folks that obtained the permit wanted to peacefully demonstrate against this idea that we're going to take away all of our emblems of history. What did the other side come to do? The answer is disrupt. Is that equal, Donald? I think not, my friend.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Despite the efforts of the police chief of Charlottesville, Al Thomas, to defend the actions his department and other agencies took during the weekend rioting, some say the incident was badly mishandled. Police seem to ignore the fact that some of the protesters and many more counter-protesters were armed with bats, sticks, tear gas, and pepper spray. No attempt was made to disarm them. When violence did start breaking out, the police generally did nothing to break it up. In fact, one news network said the police actually retreated for a while. There was also a report by a nearby police chief that his officers who were going to assist that day were told that Charlottesville didn't need any help. Some GOP establishment members in the nation's capital are being hammered for jumping on the bandwagon in criticizing the president for his initial comments on the violence in Charlottesville.
Senator Lindsey Graham, one of the first to go after the president. And now some are troubled by the fact the president is beginning to blame both sides for the violence, and not just the white supremacists. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So I agree, Donald's right, that we got to reject the extremists on both sides, and anybody who acted criminal and violent are wrong. I agree with all that. But to say that everybody on the left and the right, if you accept that false paradigm, I reject that whole left and right discussion. But nevertheless, whatever sides in this discussion we're going to talk about here, I don't think they acted the same. One group literally got a permit and literally went to the courts when they felt like they were wronged. And the permit was created and the courts upheld the permit. That's as peaceful and as law-abiding as you can be. And so the problem that I have with this alt-right label is that, hey, you put this guy that used a car to kill people, whether intentional or not, don't know, alongside the peaceful guys that got a permit and say they're part of one group. That is so dishonest. So deceptive, but that's what the media does. Then, when you get these extremists on the, quote, left side of this argument, who bring baseball bats, you equate that to maybe a peaceful person that truly believes that they're against white supremacy. Now, that's a false starter discussion, but nevertheless, I believe there's people there who were peaceful and who didn't mean any harm. You can't lump all these people together. Well, Donald started to get that. He got his sea legs on. And he made some statements that the media is going berserk about, and I want to cover them. All right, listen to this first piece.
You had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now, in the other group also, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers, and you see them come with the black outfits and with the helmets and with the baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people in the other group too.
See, the mainstream press just interrupt, and they just can't stand this idea that we're going to reject their divide lines. Donald's saying, look, there were people on both sides that were evil and intended harm and violence and criminal activity. He's spot on, folks. That's the sad part about this. Is that there are people on both sides who are getting in there and trying to agitate and cause trouble. But I submit to you that it's not the organizers who peacefully got a permit and who literally went to court when they felt like they were wronged and then did not commit any acts of violence whatsoever. Let's not play games. Well, Donald tells the truth, and now the mainstream, the bogus extreme press, just can't stand it. They don't know what to do. But now they're saying Donald's a white supremacist. He went back to his roots. Well, Donald, all you got to do is refer back to my open letter when they literally called me a racist because I interviewed your son, and then they tried to make your son a racist, and then your son tried to denounce us. I wrote you an open letter about that and warned you, if you go down this road, you will lose your presidency. Thank heavens you're now calling a spade. Honesty will set you free, my friend. Good for Donald Trump for breaking it down. Here's the second soundbite from what Donald now is stating.
What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt?
Wow, that's a fair, open, honest question. Hey, Kurt, why don't you troll the internet and see if any of the liberal media are answering that question? You want to know what they say? They say the alt-left isn't really even a real term. It's just a made-up extremist term created by the, quote, alt-right. Do you see how you can never win with these people? Okay, the bottom line is they make the rules, though. They're the ones that lay it out to the American people. And the only way we're going to have a say is if we get smart enough to fund enough media to lay the playing field out. Donald is spot on right on this. I don't care what words you use to describe people. Look, I'm not interested in the left-right lie. Okay, I reject all that. Whenever somebody commits violence or criminal activity, I'm against them. Whenever somebody wants to stand up for their beliefs, I support them. Even if I disagree with their beliefs. Not because I agree with their beliefs, but because I believe they have the right to their beliefs. And I'm supporting their right to their beliefs is what I'm supporting. That's why, you know what? LibertyNewsRadio.com covers so many points of view, it's amazing. But all conservative, all constitutional, that's where we come together, even if we disagree on so many other things. Or maybe we agree. All I'm telling you is that I don't control what people say or think or believe. I support their right to do so. Now, Donald nails it again in the third soundbite. Listen to this.
This week it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week? And is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop?
Wise point again. See, they act like there's a line when it comes to this attack of all things historical or all things Christian or whatever divide line they slaughter those guidelines. They first wanted, you know, just acceptance in the gay community. Now where's the line? Are they going to stop at gay marriage? Are they done now? Same thing with this. Where are we going to go? Thomas Jefferson, remember, he was sexually involved with a slave. He forced her. He raped her. Sally Hemings or whatever her name is? Now, I don't even believe that lie told. But see, that's where they're going. And Donald's right. George Washington was a slaveholder. By the way, so was Harvard. Okay, where do we go with all this stuff? And the answer is it has no value and no good and it will never end. And Donald's right. He's right when he points out that the media is evil and they'll stop at nothing. He's right when he points out that there's extremists on both sides that should be rejected. Where, in my opinion, he's wrong, though, is when he attacked the alt-right just a day or two ago. Now, again, he wisely pointed out using the alt-left label. These labels are nothing but manufactured scare words to lump everybody together in the most evil terms possibly created for divisionary purposes. Are you going to accept that, Americans? Are you going to accept the mainstream press? Are you going to continue to go to those folks every day that betray you? See, Donald going to the mainstream press, he didn't give me that interview like he ought to have. He went to the same arms that are betraying him and attacking him on every side to deliver his message. I had to go overseas and get a bunch of sound bites and put it all together so that I had the information. All I'm telling you, folks, is if we don't get control of the media, we will never, ever, ever even be able to lay out the real truth to the American people. Kurt Crosby, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. That's the recap and a summary of what's going on right now. What do you think of my coverage?
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. I think it's just spot on, Sam. I mean, those are good sound bites. And like you said, the president deserves some kudos. He's not going to get them from very many places, if just a few, because that's the way the media works. your comments about the alt-left thing, you know, oh, that's just a made-up thing. Well, why can't that, you know, be exactly the same about the alt-right thing? And where there's bad, and good, there's good. It's just the way it works.
And what's interesting is when Donald tries to point that out, they attack him to where, sadly, Kurt, looks like mob rule becoming acceptable in America. Literally,
that's
the mainstream
right.
is defending people coming to an event that's supposed to be a peaceful discussion with baseball bats. And they're defending these people as, well, they've been wronged for so long, you can't blame them, Kurt.
Yeah,
literally violating the law. The cops are involved. The media's involved. Right?
I mean, imagine if, on the other hand, Sam, the thing was basically just, I mean, instead of the black people, you know, that had been wronged in the past, you had a whole bunch of Mormons that were, you know, basically wronged big time in the past.
And I would say more so than the blacks. There was never an extermination order given against the blacks, I don't think.
Well, not that I know of, but, you know, similar, I guess you could say. But, I mean, imagine if those folks showed up, you know, Capitol Hill with, you know, started beating up stuff and breaking things.
Hey, Kurt, were the blacks ever completely driven out of a community wholesale?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, that happened to the Mormons, Kurt.
Oh, yeah, out of complete states.
And not only out of complete states, but even in the cities they created. There was a swampland that nobody wanted that they were given by the governor or whatever. Hey, here's a swamp you can go that nobody wants. They turn it into a beautiful city, and then after creating that city, they ran them off of their own city even.
That's right. I mean, just imagine if the things were turned. That's all I can say is how would the response be?
But I articulated on Monday's broadcast, we need to look at forgiveness, prayer, and repentance as the way forward. I don't want to attack our ancestors and our United States government of the past for the mistakes or the wrongs committed. I think they were wrong. We need to point it out enough so that history doesn't repeat itself. But we don't need to dwell on it. We need to agitate forward and make it worse and create new victims in the crisis, Kurt.
That's exactly right, Sam. It doesn't help. It's just like, you know, if you've got a scab, you know, it doesn't help to scratch it off and open the wound again. You let the thing heal, and then you go on from there.
Sadly, mob rule is becoming acceptable in America. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Donald Trump, James Edwards, and many of us standing with Donald saying, hey, reject violence and criminal activity and extremists in every way. Support those who are peaceful, who are literally using America's system properly. Let's celebrate those people and come together and reject the extremists, shall we?
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. So I'm rejecting the narrative. We literally believe that it's okay to commit criminal activity. We really believe mob rule is okay if the, quote, cause is just. Or the ends justify the means. I'm not sure what they do, but Donald's standing up against criminal activity from everyone. And he's literally getting attacked for it, Kurt. Where does this put us in America if we allow this to stand? It'll be a sad day, sir.
Well, it's I don't know how you could get it more divided, but, you know, I mean, it's just like we talked about the good and the bad. You know, there's going to be that, and there are going to be the people that want to choose a certain thing, want to choose to force you and me to do certain things. On the other hand, there's the ones that want to, well, stand up for choice, you know, real choice.
Yeah. Anyway, I know it seems like we're just focusing on this way too much, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm telling you, this is ground zero in what's going to happen in America if we let this stuff stand. If we let government officials literally say, because of the act of one guy that went crazy with a car, if we ignore that he's innocent until proven guilty, and if we literally take that act and make it an act of domestic terrorism, regardless of his state, regardless that he was on drugs, and we ignore that, and then we lump everybody into that extreme act, and then we protect the other side that are committing criminal activity all over the place, and the media and government's all in bed to do that, if we let that stand as Americans, folks, that will be the relentless narrative going forward. We have got to stand up against it, but Americans need to pay attention to what media they're supporting, Kurt. I'm telling you, this is a critical issue. Are we going to allow that? All right.
I couldn't agree more.
Go ahead.
You know, I couldn't agree more, Sam, and one of the things that highlights it, you know, you just said Americans need to, you know, well, basically look at what media they support. Now, I want to ask you a simple question along that lines. What do Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Mark Levin, Ann Coulter, the Tea Party Patriots, Freedom Works, Gun Owners of America, Alabama Congressman Mike Rogers, Congressman Mark Meadows, by the way, he's the head of the House Freedom Caucus, Jim Jordan, former head Lamar Smith, Women for Trump, Students for Trump. I mean, you know, anyway, what do all these guys, all these people have in common? Every one of them was an endorser for a guy named Mo Brooks. Now, the only one that really shocks me on there is the Gun Owners of America, because now every one of them, well, Judge Roy Moore, you know, basically won that battle, and you've got him, you know, as one of the headlines reads, more strange, you know. In other words, it's getting more strange down there in Alabama. But Mo Brooks, even with all those big supporters, especially, you know, the Hannity, Mark Levin, Laura Ingraham. By the way, it looks like Glenn Beck is, you know, not on that list. Ann Coulter. I don't see Rush Limbaugh on there, but I don't think he ever, you know, basically comes
endorses
out
anyone.
And supports
here's my
anybody.
Headline for this, Kurt. Yep. The Alabama Senate race between Roy Moore and Strange continues thanks to Trump.
Yep. Well, and the Mo Brooks was the third guy in there, and so at least now Brooks is out.
Yeah, but all I'm telling you is, by the way, some of them supported Strange. By the way, some of them supported this guy. By the way, all the Republicans divided, Donald backing Strange. Look, Roy Moore won handily. He didn't have 50%, which would have stopped the, quote, runoff.
That's right.
But the reality is either of those guys, if the Republicans didn't back either of those guys. Look, Strange, though, if he wasn't backed by Trump and Roy Moore was, I submit that Roy would have won. And, meaning got more than 50%. What was he at, 41 as it was, or 40%?
I think you're right. I've seen some numbers, 39, some
39 to 41.
40.
Right, so, and then that, you know, this strange guy got what, 31?
I think that's
And then it went
close.
Down from
the
there.
The other guy went, he got 20.
But what they usually do is get that third-party guy to take enough. It's usually around 20% to create, to let their
that's
winner
right.
win. And then by the time you back that guy, and then by the time you back Strange and you throw enough support to either of them, only a few points from either would have put Roy Moore over the top. This was really an effort to stop Roy Moore, Kurt.
I think so. But
so I'm going to change my headline now.
It so
it's going to say
times.
This. The Alabama Senate race between Roy Moore and Strange continues thanks to Trump and divided Republicans.
Yeah, good point.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see that headline.
Yeah.
All right, couple other notes. Hope Hicks, Kurt. Remember this girl that I've told you about? No one knows much about, but I happen to know quite a bit about.
Looks like she's got a new job, huh? See?
Looks like Hope Hicks to be named, White House Communications Director, Kurt? I told you that she's been that all along, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Now they're forced to make it official.
Yeah, you've got the Daily Mail across the pond, by the way. That's 2 hours ago. They say Hope Hicks to be named new White House Communications Director. Then you got CNN 13 minutes ago, Hicks likely to become next White House Communications Director. It's always amazing how the across the pond stories kind of force our hand, I think.
Yeah, well and that's the reason that I say that even if we don't have a, you know, millions and millions of dollars to play in the radio media games, we do have the ability with literally a widow's mite, fraction of the money, to force the narrative on the stage enough to okay, that happens, and we can do that. We've proven it over and over. Now, Hope Hicks, in her defense, she hasn't been very kind to us. She's in a vacuum. She doesn't respond to us, even though we have her personal email. However, she has defended me via CNN, Kurt. Did you see that?
That's good. By the way, also the New York Times finally got it 10 minutes ago. So you had the Daily Mail 2 hours, CNN 13 minutes, then the New York Times saying Hope Hicks will be Trump's interim communications.
And guess who had it yesterday?
I don't know.
The Daily Caller.
There you go. Yeah.
I got it yesterday from the Daily Caller. They called it an exclusive then, Kurt. I took out the word exclusive because it's not very exclusive anymore. But they were on it first. And this
good
is
point.
Interesting. Everybody else held off, and they were hoping that if it didn't become mainstream discussion points, they wouldn't even report it. Now that it's mainstream, they're forced to come to the table. Thanks to
good
the
point.
Overseas and the new media taking center stage, right? Teaming up for the truth. All right. Anyway, Hope Hicks, we hope for an appropriate relationship. We have a lot of hope in you, Hope. And we hope that you're fair and honest about who we are. We are a hard-hitting political talk show that does not play games. We're interested in the truth. We reject the left-right paradigm. We reject the race card. We reject any divisive tactics you may throw at us. And we stand on the principles of God, family, and country. And our goal is to protect life, liberty, and property. Let's use the appropriate descriptions of who we at Liberty Roundtable Live and the Liberty News Radio Network really are. And she did that through CNN. CNN, actually, and through Hope Hicks, was fair to us, Kurt. They said that we were the good guys. They weren't fair to our
well,
buddy James Edwards.
Well, hats off to her. Yeah. Oh, darn.
But at least she did something right, and at least she dug in a little bit, because I pushed back really hard. And I emailed Hope and showed her how I forced these other radio and TV and newspaper organizations to retract when they lied about me. Hope's probably got that reality check from my open letter to Donald Trump. And I would forward to Hope Hicks when I would force one of these news organizations to retract, and they admitted it in an email. I then sent those all to Hope, Kurt.
Very good. Good job.
All right. Man. Anyway, alt-right, alt-left acted equally. I don't think so, Donald, but you're on the right track now. If you can just stay true, if you can just stop the schizophrenia, and if you can stop from just capitulating to the mainstream thugs who hate you, even when you say, oh, man, racism is evil, even when you play their card, they still say it's never enough, and they attack you and abuse you. I told you that in my open letter, Donald, literally months ago.
Here's some little,
almost a year
interesting...
ago, Kurt.
Yep, very good, Sam. A little interesting stuff on the behind-the-scenes stuff on Hope Hicks. According to Heavy.com, And I don't know where they get their info, but they say that according to the financial disclosure form that she filed with the U.S. Office of Government Ethics, by the way, it was revised in March, it shows that she has between $100,000 to $250,000 in a bank account under other assets and income. Says
yeah,
she was
like
not required to list. I know, I'm just thinking this is kind of interesting.
Well, they
stuff.
Expose it all when it's somebody that doesn't have anything. They're willing to lay it out when it's somebody who's like really super rich or like Hillary, for example. You're not going to get that info.
It says her salary from the Trump organization was $71,000. This is back, you know, during the campaign. She earned $140,000 working for the Trump campaign. She earned $21,000 while working for the Trump. These are rounded numbers for the Trump transition team. She's 28, but she's the longest serving Trump political aide. Started working in the Trump family in 2011 after getting a job at Hiltzik Strategies. Says there she started working with Trump's daughter Ivanka. That landed her in the Trump universe, according to GQ. Anyway,
she's a model. That didn't hurt her any, by the way. Donald
she's
loves
single.
The models.
I guess GQ reported that the demands of her Trump schedule led to the breakup of her boyfriend of 6 years. So, anyway, they say she's going to earn almost $180,000, the top salary at the White House as Director of Strategic Communications.
All right, there you have it. By the way, Al-Qaeda is alive and well. Now, Al-Qaeda, we better be cognizant of this. Donald told you how Hillary and Barack literally backed and created and funded, what, ISIL and Al-Qaeda and everything else. And, well, it's growing. It's alive and well, Kurt, and it's not being focused on at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'll tell you about the University of San Francisco. Bunch of racists down there. We'll talk about them and more next hour. Liberty Roundtable Live, hour one of the can, hour two coming up. You better support good, honest, wise new media while you can, or else they might not even have the funding to stay around, folks. We really need your support in every way, including financial. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Fund them all three, would you please? All right, there you have it. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but you gotta help, you gotta get involved. We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com. Hey, thanks.